This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Miss Enid, E-N-I-D, yes. Where you calling in from?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, New York? You do got that accent.
No, not New York. Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, okay. How long you been living there?
Do we have an accent? Maybe
it's just my...
Do I have an accent? It's possible.
My earphones are just crazy.
You're good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You're good.
What's going on?
Calling in from Rhode Island. I'm excited to be on. Thank you again for taking my call, and thank you for all the work you're doing.
Oh, no.
We're also birthday twins, by the way. So July 1st, I'll be turning 29. So yes,
okay,
I love it here. Yes. So I don't have a huge question, but I'm debt free from my student loans. I paid off my student loans a couple years ago. I think 2020. Yes, was when I finished paying off my student loans. The only debt I have now is my car. So I've been shoving a lot of money towards my car and then also my investments. I'm currently investing in the Roth IRA and then also with my 401k. I'm trying to max out the Roth IRA by next month.
Okay.
So then the rest of my money can go towards maxing out my 401k.
Okay.
I need some clarification on what to put the 401k money towards. So that's where I'm struggling right now. Currently, my job offers a whole lot of different stocks and index funds, and I think they just automatically put me in a targeted date fund, which I think is fine. Mm-hmm. But looking at the rate of return is a lot lower than if I were to put myself into like a Fidelity 500, S&P 500. So I was looking to switch that today, and literally you had the call on today. So I was like, let me reach out to Anthony before I do that and get into a bit of a mess of a situation. So that's where my question lies.
No, I love it. Now let's talk about this. So you're 29 years old, you're debt free except for your car loan. How much you owe on your car loan?
I currently owe $23,000.
$23,000. Isn't it? What kind of car is this, girl? This is a nice car, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a nicer car.
It's $23,000. A nice car. Okay, then.
It's nothing crazy. It's a reliable, nice car. So I got a Lexus.
Hey, listen. I mean, Lexus is a nice car. Come on now. That's,
yes.
The average person
is
not
driving. It's a reliable one. Right. That's true. That's fair.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good there. Okay, cool. Great. So right now, I would definitely say, do you want to know my truth in things, or do you just want me to answer your specific question and you don't care about anything else I have to say?
I would love to hear your truth. Of course, that's a trick question. I want to hear. I know what you're going to say, but I'd love to hear it anyway.
How much is your company doing a match right now? I'm curious.
I think my current match is 6%.
6%. All right. That's great.
Yes.
All right, cool. We offer 5% here. So I love that. All right. Can't end it. All right. End it. So here's my thing for you. There's different stages that I believe in. One, there is the stabilized stage. Two, there is the gain stage. Three, there is the grow stage. Right now, your question is hitting me with, hey, how do I grow? Right now, though, I think you're at the gain control stage. So I call this the gain control stage, where we are eliminating your debt and you're gaining control of your finances. You are already on stage three, which is the grow stage, you know, grow your income. And and I love the fact that at 29, are you 29 today? Are you turning 30 July? Or are you 28?
No, I'll be turning 29. I'm 28 currently.
Okay, cool. So at 28 years old, I want to tell you right now, as a 28-year-old black woman, this is, brothers, this is why I'm saying y'all Negroes need to be calling into my show. She's 28, has no student loans, makes good money. What do you make on an average year with your job right now, on an average year?
110.
She's 28, making $110,000 a year, and she's asking me, how do I invest? She ain't asking me how to get her hair done. She ain't asked me how to go, you know what I'm saying, do a trip. She's asking me, and she's at work right now. You need to take that?
I'm on my lunch break, so okay. I'm rejecting all calls. So you're
okay.
Good.
Okay, yeah. But you can take it. I want to respect your job. You know, I like you. I like you, Miss Angie. I like this. But brother, this brothers, this is why y'all need to be calling in, because a woman like this shouldn't be single. She should be married right now. 28 years old, making $110,000, ain't got no debt. What in the world? Come on, girl. So let me help you out, sister, so these brothers can come get you. Here's what I would love to do with you. If you were at the table with me right now, I would say, I want you to stop investing into the Roth IRA. I do not want you to stop investing into the 401k, though, because I do want you to keep going on and get up to that 6% match. So before you even put any more money into the Roth IRA, if you listen to me or not today, I want you to get as much as that 6%. So I want you to match your 401k out before you even match out your Roth. Now, is that a Roth 401k or a traditional 401k? Do you know?
I have a Roth as well.
Okay, cool, great. So I would want you to do that, max out, go up to 6%. So that way
I am at the 6% currently. I'm correct. Already putting that in.
You're already putting that in, the 6%?
Yeah, cool, I'm great. Looking to, like, I think, what's the limit for the 401ks this year? What is it, 20,000?
I think the 401k is a little bit more. Let me pull it up correctly. Because I want
to. So I'm looking to max that out, like, in, like, put the full amount towards that.
Yeah, I think it's like 25.
Okay.
Yeah. It is. Hold on. 2024, it is 23,000. Yep, $23,000. So, okay. I would highly recommend that you max out the 401k first, right? Pause all your other investing. Here's why. Because I think you're going to prolong yourself. You are so young, right? That I think if you, at $110,000, you could pay off that car in 2 years.
Yeah. I'm on track.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Easy pay off this car in the next 12 to 24 months. Mm-hmm. I think if you went and really went aggressive, you could do it in like 12 to 16, 18 months. And so if you do that, then it's a simple math. Then you can go in and invest 15% of your income, right? And then what I want you to do is, as a matter of fact, Jay, come in real quick and hook up my computer, because I do want to show them the financial advisor now that I have on my thing, please. And I don't know where that thing is. Hold on, and I'm coming to you. I know you're in your lunch break.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Where's the thing? You know where the thing is, bro? All right, cool. And so so this is what I'm saying, because I want to set you up to win long term, not just to win today. I want to set you up to win long term. And so if I'm you, I'm going to pause, not stop, pause on all investing. I'm going to keep investing my 6% into the Roth 401k. Cool. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Right. And then after that, this is what I would do right now. Right. I'm going to give you, if you go to anthonyoneal.com, and you go in there and click, let me pull it up on my website. And when I get done with you, I will pull it up so everyone can see it. If you go to meet with a CFP on anthonyoneal.com, meet with the CFP, that certified financial planner, I want you to meet with them. Here's why. Because I want to look exactly at your numbers. Like, I literally want to sit down and look at, okay, exactly what do you have coming in to the T, exactly what do you have going out to the T? And then I want to ask you a simple question. What's your goal? Like, how much money at Perfect World? Talk to me right here. Let's do this real quick. Yep. I know you're in your lunch break. Perfect
I'm
World.
I'm free. I have an hour, so we're good.
Okay. And in Perfect World, at what age do you want to retire? Perfect World.
55.
All right. You're 55 is the year you want to retire. Okay?
Yes.
Perfect World. At 55, when you retire, how much money do you want to be making a month? Like, how much money do you want to be seeing coming into your bank account for you to spend and live off of a month? Perfect.
$8,000.
Huh?
$8,000.
$8,000. That's all you need. You easy. And I mean, I don't see why this woman's single, y'all. Y'all better come get her. I mean,
ask the people. I'm wondering too, Anthony.
Lord Jesus. Okay. So that's you're only asking for $96,000 a year. Okay.
Yeah, I don't need much.
All right. So at 55, you want to be making $8,000 a month, $96,000 a year. What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Ayo. And I got to talk to you about something near and dear to my heart, and that's representation. You see, growing up, seeing black voices in media was like finding gold in a mine. It showed me what was possible. People like Oprah, Steve Harvey, and even Malcolm X, they paved the way for folks like me to step into the spotlight. And now there's a new wave of black voices making extreme waves, and they're doing it on NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths. This collection is a celebration of blackness like none other. Each episode is like a journey through our shared experiences, joy, resilience, empowerment. It's all there. From Bobby to Michelle Obama, they're covering it all. And let me tell you, listening to these episodes, it's like sitting down with your fam and having a real talk about what it means to be black today. NPR is not holding back with this show. They're bringing you stories that matter, stories that reflect the full spectrum of black life. It's like they say, stories should never be about us without us. So do yourself a favor and tune in to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. It's not just a podcast. I'm going to be real with you. It's a movement. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts, and let's keep celebrating our stories and our truths. All right, let's get back to my show.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
That is your goal, right? And I think what I'm seeing you say is, I want to be making what I'm making now. But I think, honestly, if you sit down with my certified financial planners, my team, they're going to show you how you could possibly be bringing in $15,000 a month if you start the process now. But if you can get 100% consumer debt free by the time you turn 30, that gives you 25 years, right? 25 right. years to invest 15% of your income, because you have no debt, you have no other responsibilities, you're making good money with no major responsibilities. Now, of course, by 30, you should have a man, be married, and y'all should be talking about kids. That's another type of expense, but you don't have mm-hmm. any mandatory bills. And so, yes, you should be investing into the S&P 500. You should be investing into some higher end objects, right, in your 401k, and having some cushion in it. I will be scared to tell you what to do today. Here's why. Because I need to look at your exact situation and then look okay. at your exact portfolio inside of your 401k. And then they will tell you exactly what you should do in specifically for your, right? For your specific right. goals. So I could tell you what to invest in today. I can ask you some more questions and tell you what to do. But I think from a long-term perspective, I want you to get out of that $23,000 worth of debt. Get out of the gain area, what I teach. The first three areas for me is stabilize your income. Then from there, gain control, then grow your income. Grow is where you're trying to be at now. But I want you to get out of debt first. And then once you're out of debt, now you're investing 15%. Because if I'm a guess, you're probably investing about, if you're doing 6% of your salary and another stuff into your Roth, you're probably doing about 8.5% of investing right now, right?
I'm doing more.
How much would you say?
I put about $1,200 a month.
$1,200 a month, so, and you're making
$110,000
a year, right?
Yes,
I think that's $9,100 is what you're making. Divide that into 1,200. Yeah. You're doing pretty good. You're doing real good. That's right at about a tenth of what you are making, mm-hmm. which is really good. But I want you to think about if you could put an extra $500 on top of your car note.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, do that. You 30 with no bills other than just your rent, your mortgage, right. or come on now. And then you're investing 15%. Ballpark, how much would you say you have in investments already between your 401k and your Roth IRA?
With my 401k and my Roth, I am at 20K. And then for my emergency fund, I have about 20 as well.
So you're sitting on $40,000 liquid, $20,000 sitting inside of an investment account that's getting compound interest. I'm pretty sure, and if you're not, I'm going to be so disappointed in you, but I'm pretty sure with your intelligent self who's been following me, your 20K is sitting inside.
A high yield savings?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, cool, great. Yes. All right, so that means you should be seeing anywhere between 3 and 5% on that return.
Yes, 5.5.
And so 5%?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Come on.
Let me not shout them out. Actually, until they give you a fee.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, if you got $20,000 in there, that means you're seeing about anywhere between $60 and $100 a month is coming into your account just because of that. That's just free money. And so that's what I would highly, highly, highly recommend. Let me see if I can pull up my website so you all can see this. I would definitely say, I'm sorry, y'all. Let me see here and tell y'all this right here. Let me see if I can bring it up. Jay, let me know if you see it on the screen. I'm not plugged in? Shoot, I'm tripping. I'm sorry, bro. All right. Let me see if I could do this. Pull it up correctly so they can see it. And let me know if you can see this too as well. I love doing these lives with y'all. This is so dope. This is like really so dope right here. Am I good?
I don't see anything on my end.
If you switch it, I won't see Indeed.
Enid.
I keep saying Indeed.
Indeed is hilarious.
Enid. I'm sorry. Enid. All right, cool. So Enid. Okay, cool, great. And so yeah, go ahead and build it out and it should be right here. All right. And so, and that's what I would recommend that you do, right?
It's,
okay. Go ahead. You had any questions?
Nope. I'm listening. I'm taking notes.
Yeah. So I would definitely do that. Attack the 23,000, alpha ballpark. If you do pause going into your Roth IRA, if you do pause going above 6%, and if you do pause, or anything extra right now, if you really went aggressive on attacking the $23,000, how long do you think it would honestly take you?
If I paused on my investments?
Except for the 6% match.
That'd be an additional $700 I can put towards my car a month.
Okay.
So probably a year and a half.
Yeah, because that's all going towards principal. You're avoiding the interest there. That's what I recommend you do, sis.
Okay.
Honestly, that's exactly what I would recommend that you do because it'll be good. And then after you do that, I would even say this right now. I would do this right now for you because this is all about getting a actual plan, right? I would say that you meet with my CFP. I would do their one-page program on my website, and you'll see it once we hang up. I'm gonna walk through it so everyone can see it. And then you will get the one-page plan, meeting with a certified financial planner. It's not cheap. I'm gonna be honest with
everyone. Yeah, I was gonna ask, so are they fee-based or?
Yeah, so this one is gonna be fee-based. I'm going with a different program. Because they're going to meet with you two times. They're going to give you the step-by-step plan, what accounts to invest into, where to do it, but you have to do the work. So they're going to tell you exactly what to do, and they're going to give you the month-by-month, year-by-year. They're going to give you the strategy to follow, and it saves you so much more money because you're not paying them a fee and a commission of what you're investing.
Right.
And that's why I rock with Domain Money. That's why I've really been partnering with them. So I would highly recommend that you look into them. And I would do that now so that way you can get the plan and get the strategy for yourself. And then from there, you'll be good. And then and they can tell you exactly what to do with your 401k. They can tell you exactly what to do with your Roth. You're young. I hope you don't have a PPO health plan.
No.
You have a high deductible plan?
Yes, I do.
See, y'all need to come get this girl. Y'all need to get my sister. I mean, because Enid out here winning. Y'all brothers, let me go back over here to the. I can't see the chat right now because my computer's up. Brothers, y'all need to slide in her DM. I'm not going to ask her for her information. I want y'all to go look and find her right now. I can tell you right now, she's in Rhode Island. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, man. Don't tell them. Please. That's scary.
Let's go. But, yo, let me get off of here so I can show people this.
Thank you. Give me a call back.
If you have any questions, please give me a call back. Thank you so much, man. At 28 years old, you're debt-free outside of your car, making $110,000, got $40,000 sitting in the account. I promise you, by the time, and I'm going to do the math. I want you to continue watching the show because I'm going to do the math and show the world where you could be at by 55 with your, let me write that down. You got $20,000 already in savings. And then you said right now you're investing $1,200. All right, cool. Stay tuned. I'm going to show the world what's going to happen with you by the time you're 55. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.